This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you binge eat? How many of you see a buffet? See a chocolate cake? See a pecan pie? See a couple sandwiches? It's free food. It's at work. Just sitting there. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to go get seconds. And you binge, and you overeat. And then you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to intermittent fast, I'm going to fast, I'm not going to eat anything anymore. Then you fast, you work out, you get hungry, you're like, no, I'm not going to eat. And then all of a sudden you just chow down. So I think a big problem to our obesity issue is we binge eat. I do it too. My son brought home some cookies from his girlfriend's birthday party. Did I have a half a cookie? Did I have one cookie? No, I ate three. I could have eaten the whole plate of cookies, but I stopped at three, which is, I mean, I'm still blown away at that self-control. Yeah, they had chocolate. Yeah, the cookies had chocolate. So, you know, we eat in big steps, big bunches. The size of our stomach is like our fist. If you make a fist, that's the size of your stomach. Well, it's also the size of the heart. Stomach's a little bit bigger than that. Maybe bring your thumb up. So if you are eating a quarter pounder, French fries, and drinking a half a Coke, you're filling up and stretching out that stomach. Now, what we're supposed to be doing since birth is we eat in little aliquots. A baby will feed on a couple ounces a day, then maybe go to 4 ounces, and maybe go to 6 ounces every few hours. But in society, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Still don't know where that came from. You only eat 3 times a day. And many of you will eat dinner as your biggest meal of the day. Go to a buffet. Who made that up? Where did that come from? And I know in some, like in Hobbit Land, right, in the Shire, they have first breakfast and second breakfast, right? I'm like, dang. You know, so if these first breakfast and second breakfast and pre-lunch and tea time are having you eat in smaller amounts, so that by dinner time you don't gorge, I will support first and second breakfast. Just like I support the Hobbits and the Elves and the Rangers, especially Strider, my Aragorn. I will support him until the day is gone. Long. But we do have a binge eating problem. And we think that because there's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because there's meals, you know, there's supposed to be dessert, there's supposed to be a drink, there's supposed to be we're supposed to be drinking water all day long. Supposed to be drinking our water all day long, not just at meals. When we do eat, we're not supposed to be overeating. And you can eat when you're hungry, but you also need to show some restraint. So if we really want to cut obesity, we got to eat smaller. We got to eat more regular meals. If you've ever been to Weight Watchers, they talk about eating maybe, you know, 5 to 7 times a day, very, very small meals. Have a snack, nuts. Now your next meal is going to be some celery with some peanut butter, things like that. And then you aren't sitting there eating, you know, 2.5 sandwiches. Well, one study looked at binge eating, and they found that they could zap their brains with electricity and stop them from binge eating. They did this on 2 women. They reduced two patients' binge eating for at least 6 months. Why? Because they got electric shocks to the brain. Now, binge eating can be a binge eating disorder. It could go so far as to you eat so much you feel guilty and then you try to throw it up or use laxatives. And it's more of a bulimia sort of picture. But the two patients were fitted with a brain implant to zap the part of the brain linked to cravings. According to the New York Times, after the surgery, they made better choices about food without even thinking about it. So now they want that technique to be tested on more patients. Is this where we're going to now, people? Where we can't control our eating such that we're going to need to have electric zaps to the brain? For some of us, maybe. I mean, personally, I would like to think I have more willpower, but if there's something with chocolate, I can't just take one little baby, not even a forkful, a half a forkful. I can't do it. If I see chocolate, I am going to need to stick the whole thing in my mouth. But I don't need electric shocks. I mean, if I can't control it, that's where we're going to be. We can't fit on planes anymore. We can't fit in our cars. We're loading up the hospitals with heart attack, stroke. You know, we have an obesity issue. Now, I told you one thing you need to do, this was years ago, is retrain your mind to look at sweets like you do Brussels sprouts or vegetables. You know, when you look at vegetables, you don't necessarily go, man, I could just dig into a whole plate of those. Sometimes I feel that way, but not always. When I see chocolate cake, I do. I posted a picture of my son's girlfriend's chocolate cake for her birthday. Oh, my gosh. I had a very small piece, but I was dreaming about that sucker. So what you need to do is you need to start retraining that when you see something, it gives you bad thoughts. So, you know, I have some friends who have had cancer. So when they look at, I don't want to name a brand of candy, but when they look at candy, they think of cancer. When they see flour and sugar and processed breads, they think of cancer because they cut their sugar intake to minimize their cancer risk or their cancer recurrence. That's something you could go to therapy for, or you could train yourself. Anytime you see candy or a type of candy, you tell yourself cancer, cancer. And then maybe you're going to be like, okay, you know what? I don't want to eat that. So, you know, we got to do tricks. But, you know, if doctors are now turning towards electrical stimulation, which can be very, very effective, we got, you know, it shows we got a self-control problem. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so many of you guys have come down with COVID over the last couple weeks. And you said that you have the BA4, BA5 COVID, and you need the Paxlovid and all that. Well, we're already on to a new variant. Now, true, we still have the BA5 Omicron variant out there. I believe it's still the majority of the cases, but we're already moving on. I mean, it has that's old. The old Omicron variant is now being replaced with a new one, and it's a BQ variant. All right, so we have the BQ.1 and the BQ.1.1. Those are now accounting for 27 to 40% of new infections. They are, though, descendants of the BA5. So you aren't entirely wrong if you say you have BA5 COVID. But for some of you going, well, this is acting different from my other COVID. It can't be COVID. It's got to be different. The test must be wrong. It's a new variant. We have new variant now. So it's called the Omicron BQ. All right? Not like GQ, but BQ. So just be aware. I'm trying to give you guys this up-to-date information. This actually came out a week or two ago, which is the election covered all the news, and nobody was talking about it. Well, now everybody's talking about it. We got a new variant. They say both are descendants of the BA5 Omicron variant that dominated the world over the last year. They appear to be the most common in the U.S. at this stage. Also has been identified in U.K., several countries in Europe. It's called the BQ.1. They estimate that by mid-November, which is now, it's going to be 50% of COVID infections. They also say by beginning 2023, it could account for more than 80% of cases. Remember we told you guys another wave is coming. This is what we believe to think is the wave, the BQ. Hopefully it's not as bad as previous waves. Omicron kicked our ass Christmas time, New Year's last year. And we didn't know what the hell was going on. And we didn't have COVID medication and our vaccines, you know, might have prevented hospitalization and death. But we were like, wait, I still got sick. I still got knocked off my butt. These variants, hopefully we are protected with our new bivalent. So for those individuals saying, but it's now a BQ, this isn't, our vaccine is already behind the curve. Apparently Moderna says no, they got this. We should be good. So what is the BQ1 and the BQ1.1 variant? So it has similar spike proteins as others do. They have the K444T, N460K, L452R, F486V. The BQ1.1 has an additional R346T mutation. These mutations are byproducts of evolution, allowing these viruses to have better immune escape, as well as easier infectivity. So we are expecting these variants to still be more infectious and to escape prior immunity, which is why our natural immunity, I think it's still doing an incredible job, but it's not preventing us from getting COVID entirely. You know, remember I told you guys, we need to maybe bring down our expectations. Natural immunity is working, okay? And nobody should be faulted or be accused of misinformation for saying natural immunity is playing a role in how we fight COVID. All right, that stuff needs to stop. Natural immunity, just like vaccines, have been shown to be effective. The problem with it is these mutations are outsmarting our immune response. And we still don't know the exact details as to why we have antibodies, and these antibodies aren't stopping any sort of recurrence, at like we would see with the MMR vaccine, or we would see with meningitis vaccines. We're not getting that. Just like with flu, just like with COVID, still get flu, you can still get COVID, just hopefully a lighter form. So these mutations that they've identified are very similar to what we do see in the BA5, and they believe it comes from sublineages from BA5, and that vaccination will produce some protection, but might not provide 100% protection. We still don't know how severe the illness is. We don't know what our hospitalizations are going to look like. But already BQ1 and BQ1.1 have been identified in New Zealand, Thailand, Singapore, Canada, has been detected in wastewater. And, you know, we've been watching the sewage. All eyes have been on our poop. And that is allowing us to kind of gauge where the next wave is coming. So the CDC is looking at our wastewater, and they could see if COVID is in the wastewater and at how many parts per million or parts per billion, and then they're able to figure out how it's coming, what's going to be hit next. So what about this bivalent vaccine? The bivalent vaccine handles the wild type as well as BA4, BA5. The mRNA genetic material that is being brought in by a liposome, lipoparticle envelope that our cytoplasm has to read and then make the spike proteins to teach our body what the virus looks like or the new virus could look like. Moderna is saying the updated booster does raise antibodies against the BAQ. And that's Moderna. I'm sure we're going to get Pfizer saying something similar. They said the results looked good on samples taken from 511 adults. And so they are not too concerned about how the efficacy of their virus. And I know a lot of you guys are still kind of confused at the at how the vaccines work. We talked about how AstraZeneca isn't even trying to get approved in America anymore. They're done. There's so many other vaccines. AstraZeneca had some drama with the blood clots. AstraZeneca is a DNA vector. Might not be as popular because it's similar to the Johnson & Johnson vector. And so the difference between the DNA and the mRNA coming into our bodies is Pfizer and Moderna with the mRNA is, look, we're going to bring in our team. We're going to use your warehouse. Allow us to use your warehouse and some of your team members for us to get the job done. The DNA vector is where they come into your warehouse, but they need your management involved. And they need your management to get your team to do something different. And so the warehouse use has been a little controversial and what's being brought into the warehouse. But, you know, so far we've been seeing, you know, efficacy. We haven't been seeing a high percentage of side effects, but we are seeing side effects with the vaccines as expected. And so, you know, you have people that love their vaccine, will continue to get the booster, and you have others that say, you know, they're going to wait. For me, I got my booster because Omicron kicked my ass. And I don't want to go through that again. And I'm around older individuals every week. And I just, if I could have less viral load this coming year, I want that. And so for now, I did pretty well so far, knock on wood, with the vaccine. I just had a lot of breast swelling, underarm swelling, arm and chest pain with the vaccine. That resolved in a month. Had a mammogram. My mammogram came out a little funny today or over the weekend. I found out that what it was that mass that they thought they found was actually like a fat lobule. And, you know, with, you know, the lift and all that, things are a little different. I don't have implants, but I got a lift, so things are a little different. So it looked like a mass and wasn't. So thank God. So far, so good. No breast cancer. But I got to tell you guys, if you're getting your mammogram or your ultrasound, try to do it before you get your vaccine. But don't put it off. If you have a lump, you need to get your mammogram or ultrasound done. Get it done. Because at least they could find, you know, gross abnormalities, and they could always repeat it if they think you have some swelling that's vaccine related. So we have our new variant, the BQ.1 and the BQ.1.1. And we'll see what happens. I am seeing COVID, as we're going to again talk about, because many of you are very frustrated. You're calling telemedicine and they won't give you flu medicine or COVID medication because they can't say what you have. Well, duh. If we can't test you, we you know, last thing we want to do is add to the Tamiflu shortage and give you Tamiflu when you don't need it, when you have somebody who does need it. So we are seeing COVID. Again, fever, body aches, cough, similar to flu. Could be identical in some cases, but flu hits you stronger. It hits you a little faster, higher temp. COVID, especially if you've been vaccinated or had COVID before, seems to come on a little slower, morph, sore throat, runny nose, fever comes up. But just because you get a fever day one doesn't mean it's not COVID. These at-home COVID tests are not always picking it up. So don't call in a telemedicine doctor saying I'm COVID negative because my at-home test was negative. I told you guys, these at-home tests have issues. Multiple people are testing positive day 4 or 5 or when they finally go to the doctor to get tested. So keep in mind that could be an issue. But COVID's here, flu's here, RSV is here, pneumonia is here. So that, you know, tis the season. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Manhunt is over for the man accused of killing three people and wounding two others in a shooting at the University of Virginia on Sunday night. During a press conference Monday, UVA's Vice President for Safety and Security and Chief of Police, Tim Longo, is interrupted during an update and told the suspect has been taken into custody.
Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
He says the suspect was involved in a hazing investigation and concealed weapons violation in February 2021. University officials say the two surviving victims are being treated, but one is in critical condition. A suspected California serial killer is due in court Monday. Wesley Brownlee is expected to be arraigned on more charges. Brownlee is accused of murdering five people in Stockton and one in Oakland. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the weekend, a lot of notes, a lot of emails, a lot of concerns. One, I live in Nevada. Two, some of you guys thought that you could maybe kind of air your concerns to me. And many of you are upset about what happened with the election. It's okay. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Majority of you thought that the GOP is dead. The GOP will never win an election. The GOP will never get control of Congress. That Supreme Court's going to change. The executive branch will never be the same. Mail-in ballots are here to stay. Borders are going to be open. There is no path to the Republicans ever winning again. And you're devastated. And I think to any Democrat, that should also be devastating. I know the Democrats might be really, really happy about how this election went. But if you have half the country not thinking that the election is fair, that hurts all sides. So I think we all need to have a very honest conversation about what is happening with the country, what is happening with the, you know, with elections, what's happening with mail-in ballots. Republican Senator Josh Hawley said the GOP is dead, called on the party to build something new. I think people are jumping the gun. I think we need to take a deep breath. For number one, Republicans had a lot of positives. Always look at the positives. Maybe I'm being, you know, glasses half full here, but Biden is the president. Biden had control of the House and the Senate. He did not have a landslide from the Democratic standpoint. All right, everybody's saying, oh my gosh, the Republicans are screwed because they were supposed to have a landslide. Who said there was going to be a landslide? The media? Biden was in control. All three branches might have lost the House, barely hold on to the Senate, and he has low poll numbers. That doesn't mean the Republican Party is dead. Doesn't mean the Democratic Party is dead. So let's, you know, now, we are wondering why the hell is taking so long. We are now six, almost 7 days after the election. We still don't know where we are from a, you know, a House standpoint. You know, there's going to be a lot of discussions and a lot of, you know, rehashing of what happened with the mail-in ballots, where these hundreds of thousands showed up. Were they really all in the mail? Did all these hundreds of thousands of people go, oh my gosh, there's an election coming up. You know what? I'm going to wait till the last minute to figure it out, and then you know what? I'm going to mail it. You know, was there really a Republican wave for the governor, but those same people decided, no, I'm going to vote Democrat for the senator? There are a lot of questions coming up, and I, you know, I'll leave that up to, you know, those that are, you know, concerned about election integrity, up to them to figure out. There have been a lot of questions, and I can't answer them. I still don't understand why I can't track my ballot. I still don't understand why I was purged from the system. I get mistakes happen, and I could have been the one single mistake that the election department had, even though I've voted in Clark County, Nevada for decades. Not that many decades, but still, the multiple elections. I've gone in person. How was I purged from the system? And when I did vote, and I go on the ballot tracks to track my ballot, they don't have any, they don't see me there. I'm not sure what's going on with that. So, yeah, there's no way this election was 1,000% accurate when my own ballot I still can't find and track online, and I still don't have an answer why I was purged from the system. When I asked them, they said the system's down. I go, the system's down, but people are voting right now behind me. How is the system down? If the system's down, are all these votes going in? Which is another question. If my vote can't be found, and I was told the system was down, so they can't figure out why I was purged from the system, then maybe it was down and none of our votes went in. I don't know. So that's very confusing. But the Republicans should not, first and foremost, you know, I was on the Steve Sanchez show, on the panel as we were doing election night, and somebody called in saying they're done. This is, you know, when it looked like it was going to be a blue wave in Nevada. And I go, that's when the other side wins. Right? If one side thinks another side won't vote, they won. You keep voting. True. We have a messed up system. We do not have a election system that can handle hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots. That is not how the system was designed. The system was designed to go to the polls with a few thousand mail-in ballots for those who can't make it to the polls and those who are in military. But now that we've switched to, you guys don't even have to get off your ass. You can, you know, you could, those of you that can get off your butts, you don't, you could just sit on the couch. When the mailman comes, hand it to him, and the vote's going to go in, we don't have a system in place to ensure that you know, there's not room for error. The fact that ballots were found from the 2020 election a few months ago in an area of a post office, it shows the system is not secure yet. That's a problem. And it wasn't, mail-in ballots were not a big deal in terms of making or breaking an election, except very, very rarely if the election was super, super tight and those 4,000 or 5,000 votes were, you know, were all we needed. Now that we're talking, you know, 500,000, you know, millions of mail-in ballots, well, now elections are held up. So is the GOP dead? No. Does the GOP, did the Supreme Court, people said that the Supreme Court killed the GOP with the Roe v. Wade overturn. No, they didn't. The Roe v. Wade overturn solidified government being out of it when it comes to abortion. The Roe v. Wade overturn said, look, the feds cannot ban abortion. They can't honor it. They can't ban it. For those pro-choice individuals who want government to stay the hell out, it was a win. But you can't be pro-choice and say, well, I want the government involved to allow it. Either you want the government involved or not. If you only want the government involved to allow it, well, now that leaves all this room for it going back to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court might have finally said, look, guys, you know, the Constitution does not allow a federal government to the feds, to especially us as justices, to ban abortion or to honor it. It's not a government issue. It's up to you in the states, but it's not a federal government issue. So now states are adding it to the Constitution. It actually is these states that are adding it to the Constitution, just like in Nevada, it helps pro-choice advocates. Now, is there going to be language that then changes the funding? You know, are they going to say, well, if a fetus isn't alive, we should fund Planned Parenthood, but then will that, you know, hurt funding for hospitals with maternal fetal medicine? They're going to have to figure that out. But I don't think that killed the GOP, because the reason why people don't like the GOP is the GOP wants to be involved. Or they feel that the GOP wants to be involved. This just said they can't. That nationally, they can't be involved. So, I think they say, you know, single women voted, so we had more single women vote and all that. Look, whatever the country wants will be where it's steered, where the country steers. But in terms of the Republicans being completely wiped out, no. If they control the House and a Democratic Party that has an unpopular president didn't make a lot of wins, then I think the Democrats are in just as much peril as the Republicans could be. And I think everybody needs to rethink extremes, and they have to, you know, also rethink how we manage our votes and our mail-in ballots. And if we need to, if mail-in ballots are the thing of the future, then we need to revamp our election process to figure out how to manage these with less room for error or fraud. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. there is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very popular vitamin supplement that people have been taking to prevent their cholesterol from rising, prevent Alzheimer's, all sorts of things, high blood pressure, anti-aging, obesity, has actually been found to increase cancer risk. It is a dietary supplement called nicotinamide riboside. Now, University of Missouri researchers made this discovery, and they wanted to follow what nicotinamide riboside supplements do inside the body. Now, this isn't actually niacin. Niacin is in the same family. It's a form of vitamin B3. But it's nicotinamide riboside. It's different. Close, but different. And this research found that NR, nicotinamide riboside, could actually increase risk of serious disease, including developing cancer. They found it to increase someone's risk of developing triple negative breast cancer and cause cancer to metastasize and spread to the brain. Not good. According to study authors, they said some people take them, vitamins and supplements, because they automatically assume that vitamins and supplements have only positive health benefits. But very little is known about how they actually work. Because of this lack of knowledge, we are inspired to study the basic questions surrounding how vitamins and supplements work in the body. So this followed, there was the death of a 59-year-old father who 3 months after being diagnosed with colon cancer, scientist whose father had died was moved to better understand cancer and metabolism. And I don't know exactly what her father was taking, but I think it kind of inspired her to be like, okay, we need to kind of take a look and see what's going on. NR is a supplement that has been known to increase levels of cellular energy, and cancer cells feed off that energy with their increased metabolism. So the researchers used technology to compare and examine how much NR levels were present in cancer cells, T cells, and healthy tissues. They said the findings study emphasized the importance that we need to carefully investigate potential side effects for supplements like NR prior to their use in people who have many types of health conditions. Okay, so some of you guys might be like, well, I'm not taking this NR. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I don't have cancer right now. Let's move on. Okay, do you guys take steroids? Do you guys call into your telemedicine doctor asking for a Medrol dose pack because you have a sinus infection? Do you call into a telemedicine provider saying, I got strep throat, give me steroids? Do you call in saying, I got COVID, give me steroids? Many of you do. That's okay. I'm not judging. Steroids make you feel better. Steroids can be life-saving. But the steroids, even though there may be benefits, could have some opposite risks to it. Those steroids could suppress your immune system such that something could get worse. Those steroids could increase your blood pressure. Those steroids could increase your blood sugar. So, with every benefit, there could be a risk. Statin medications. I love statin medications. I love them. You guys accuse me of being in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. I'm not in bed with anybody. Trust me. I have. Trust me. Nobody wants to have sex with me. But I got to tell you, these statins, I have seen them time and time again prevent heart attacks in people who would have been goners in the 1970s and 1980s. Thank God we have statin medications. Are there risks? Hell yeah. Absolutely. We have risks to things. Your calcium supplements, the chalky calcium supplements, there's been studies linking it to cardiovascular disease and artery blocking. Maybe it's because of the powder. I don't know. So our fascination with supplements needs to realize that even though these supplements are like, these help with this and they do this. What's the bad? You know, I don't take a lot of supplements. I may take these little gummy bites because they're so sweet and sugary and tasty. But by the way, when you take gummy vitamins, for those of you that suffer from reflux, it might make it worse because the gummy, like gummy bears, gummy vitamins, gels can increase reflux. Why? Maybe your body can't metabolize that crap. But I don't take a bunch of vitamins and supplements. Everybody tells me, you got to take turmeric. You got to take prevenient primrose oil. You got to take all these. And trust me, maybe I would be healthier if we do. I think about it every day. I'm like, should I be taking this? Should I be taking this? Because I don't want to regret. If I get Alzheimer's later, God forbid, or cancer, well, I should have taken a supplement. But I also don't want to have taken something and somebody say, oh, well, that's why. This is why I've been so nervous with my mammogram and ultrasound, because I'm on estrogen since I went through early menopause. And estrogen can accelerate an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. It could also accelerate blood clots. Some studies have looked at heart disease, but the benefits of it is keeps my bones strong, keeps my hair in, keeps me looking young, keeps me from hot flashing. helps me sleep better. If I don't sleep better, that can also cause health issues. So we are constantly trying to balance risk and benefit. That's why for those of you that struggle with the vaccine choice, I get it. Nobody should call you stupid. Nobody should, you know, say you're a MAGA Republican because, you know, you're thinking about vaccines. You know, your choice to be a MAGA Republican or not has nothing to do with if you want a vaccine or not. It's a personal health choice. And I get that some of you are like, okay, I want to prevent disease, but if I inject myself with something, can there be side effects? It is a very natural human instinctive process to question what you're injecting into your body. I get it. You know, I donated blood this weekend. We need blood, people. For those of you that could donate blood, the hospitals need blood. And if you can't donate blood, can you host a drive? It's easy. It's free. All you have to do is get your coworkers to sign up, and the blood bank does everything. The Red Cross does it all. Vitalant, One Blood, they do it all. You don't have to spend any money. You don't have to spend a lot of time. All you have to do is get people to sign up for it, and they handle everything. It's easy. But people ask, they go, Dahlia, why do you let somebody every 6 weeks stick something into your veins? It's just a port. It's sterile. I donate a pint of blood as often as I can. Yeah, could there be risks to the blood vessel? I've never had an issue, and I've donated blood for decades. It's not a hard thing to do, and it's there's a lot more benefits. So we always have to weigh the benefits and the risks. A lot of you guys are looking at job loss. One of you have asked, okay, what do? You think your company's going to lay off. Do you jump ship now, or do you wait till it happens? We're going to talk about that next. You always have to outweigh the benefits and the risks, and you are going to have regrets. That's the thing. A lot of us are like, well, I'm going to regret it. You can't live your life hoping that every single decision you make, you don't regret. What you have to do, just like with the stock market, just like with your, you know, mutual fund, just like with your savings, just like with your, you know, choices with your family. Okay? You are going to have some dips. And you hope that overall it was a positive trend. Did I make some mistakes in my life? Yep. Do I have some regrets? Yep. Very few. Because I really, every decision, I outweighed benefits and risks. You know? But, you know, when it comes to these supplements, just be careful. Just because you read something in a magazine doesn't necessarily mean that it's 100% safe. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.